That's how it goes. Right here on Radio Valencia. Good evening. Welcome to the program. My name is John Hell. I'm here in the studio every Monday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific. Big thanks to Black on Black on Black. That was a program from a previous week because Mosswood Meltdown is not this weekend. It was a few weekends ago. And boy, was it fun, wasn't it? For those of us who went, what a blast. And I did do profiles on bands that night, a lead up to Mosswood. But tonight it's different. Following my show last Monday night, the news came down, man. Ozzy Osbourne dead, 76 years old. Hot damn. And I'm sure all week you've been hearing a lot of Ozzy tributes. I know. So I'm going to do some tonight. Not the whole show, mostly the second hour. So just be aware of that. But we'll get into it. What a shame. You know, he died of Parkinson's, or it's a Parkinson's that was brought on by his drug addiction. Now, my dad died of Parkinson's, not because of drugs. It's not how it came on, but my dad was a jeweler, and he would work with a lot of chemicals. And, you know, Parkinson's is it's an environmental disease. So, you know, if you're breathing in a lot of toxins, don't be surprised if you get it. And that's how my dad got it. And, of course, doing a lot of drugs, that's how Ozzy got it. So what a shame, you know, for sure. Especially immediately following his July 5th concert that he did. I mean, he had to have known that he was going. A rumor had it that he stopped taking his meds leading up to the show so he could make sure that he had all of his energy for it. So second hour, we'll do a bunch of Ozzy. Also, I went to the Rock and Roll Flea Market over the weekend. Well, that means I bought some records. So you're going to be hearing a bunch of 7-inches. And I also bought the book about Estrus Records. I'm a huge Estrus Records fan going back to their birth. Just really got into them quickly. So I bought the book about them that Dave Kreider helped put together. And so I got a bunch of Estrus, including a bunch of Monomen. What do you know? In the meantime, I'm going to give you a bit of a tease and a taste for not only what you're about to hear in the second hour, but tomorrow night on my live Bootleg Bonanza show that starts at 8, I got a little special treat for you coming up there as well. So in the meantime, from the American Tour 1975, we're going to start off with some Black Sabbath for you. Probably their best tour ever, right here, right now, Radio Valencia.
skid like a destiny train. I would tread like to die. God, I know when I down there see you, so spread your wings and fly. Can't you hear my love buzz? Can't you hear my love buzz? Can't you hear my love buzz?
Their track Love Buzz, written by the band. It's actually written by Robbie Van Leeuwen, who's the lead guitar and the sitar player. Vocals there by Mariska Veres. And I have to tell you, it's V-E-R-E-S, Mariska Veres. What? Oof, boy. God, oof, wow. What a siren she is. And I'm very excited about this. I picked this record up last week. Did you know that song? You know, Nirvana covered that on their first record on Bleach. And I was playing I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day who is a walking encyclopedia. I will not say his name, but the first letter of his name rhymes with the word The Alchemist right here on Radio Valencia. It was on Saturday nights. But that being said, he's like, wait a minute, I didn't know that I thought that was a Nirvana song. I'm like, no, isn't it great? It's Shocking Blue. It's from 1968. I've had a digital version of that forever. They also wrote the song Venus. Covered as well. But what a wonderful album. There's actually many tracks on that album I could play for you in the future. And maybe I will. John Hell is my name. Hell's Kitchen Radio, Monday nights here deep in the heart of the Mission District of San Francisco, 8 to 10 Pacific. Thanks for tuning in. Here it's the Black Sabbath. Before that, live, 1975 from their North American tour, Embryo and Children of the Grave. That's just a little tease. So I'm going to do an Ozzy tribute next hour and tomorrow night. Tuesday nights here on Radio Valencia at 8 o'clock Pacific is my weekly live bootleg bonanza. It's when I have a chance to throw down 2 hours of live music from my ridiculously crazy and utterly nutty library of live music. I have thousands and thousands of bootleg shows, hundreds of artists, dozens of genres, and I'm going to play you what I think is the absolute greatest Black Sabbath show ever. And it's also from that 1975 tour. It's actually from Ashbury, New Jersey. And it's ridiculously good. It's a magnificent set. It's you know, they were at the top of their form, incredibly raw. And this is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Tune in. And the show itself, the Sabbath show, runs around 90 minutes. I've got a little filler, actually a little more. It runs about 100 minutes. I got some filler. I got some Led Zeppelin filler in there for you. That's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Tune in for that. John Hell going until 10 o'clock, and then we've got the return of Beyond All Limits. That's right. DJ Doug and Little Hiss Muffet are back in the studio. DJ Doug was here last week, and now Little Hiss Muffet will be joining him. All right, let's get back to the music. I'm stoked to play this for you. I've had it for a while. You know, I went to the rock and roll flea market last week, and I picked up now the Estrus book, which is so great. I love the Estrus label out of Bellingham, Washington. That record label really made a huge impact on me, especially this band, the main band, Dave Kreider's band, Mono Man. And I didn't realize this until I was reading the book, but hot damn, I have their very first 45 they ever put out. Mono Man, Burning Bush, right here, Radio Blends.
I'm driving, crushing down a bridge. Till I can see that she's made.
song's called Mercy. Ah, baby, she's a red-haired guy. She sends shivers up and down my spine. My baby is so good to me. My baby is the one for me. Ah, Mercy. What she does to me, oh mercy. Oh, my baby does to me, me. Yeah, yeah. To me, oh mercy. Oh, my baby does to me, me. Yeah, yeah. Oh, mercy. Oh, my baby does to me, me. The one for me. See, the Marauders right here, Los Marauders on Radio Valencia. Took that off of a, well, this was an Estra set, an Estra 7-inch. Back in 1995, that's a B-side. Los Marauders, Johnny Aztec, Edward T. Action, Nobody, Vest Pompeii, Slim Jim Fountain, and Fireballs. That's the band. Isn't that great? Just before that, music from the Monarchs. Hit That Bitch, the name of the track. I Want Women Fighting After Me. She was pissed. She's going to beat her up. You heard that, right? She's going to beat her up. Also off of an Estrus release from 1995, recorded in Ann Arbor, Michigan. That's a B-side, by the way. Started off the set there with Mono Men. Burning Bush, it's their very first release. It's ES-7-1. 7 meaning 7-inch. ES, Estrus, 7-1. I'm thrilled. I've had this a long time and realized today it's the very first Estrus release. I'm on 7-inch. John L. is my name. Hell's Kitchen Radio, Monday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here in San Francisco. Coming up in my second hour is my Ozzy tribute, so thanks so much for tuning in right now. Stick around. I started the show with some Sabbath, and we'll have Sabbath and a bunch of covers as well. We'll have some Ozzy solo. Oh, Ozzy. You know, full disclosure, never saw Ozzy, never saw Sabbath. I never did. I don't know what to say. So I'm not apologizing for it, just never lined up that way. All right. Hey, located at San Francisco's Golden Gate Park, the California Academy of Sciences is the only place on Earth with an aquarium, planetarium, rainforest, and natural history museum, all under one living roof. From the canopy of their butterfly-filled four-story rainforest to the bioluminescent depths of the little-known ocean twilight zone, they invite you to explore the world's most vibrant, vital ecosystems. Their mission is to regenerate the natural world through science, learning, and collaboration. To learn about their youth programs, visiting, and volunteer opportunities, please visit them on the web at calacademy.org. It's all one word. Calacademy, C-A-L, calacademy.org. All right, go until 10 o'clock tonight. My name's John Hell. Let's keep going. I'm going to keep doing the Estrus thing for just a little while more. Go back to a band I grew up with in San Mateo. Didn't know them, but I sure saw them a lot. The Mummies, that's right. They said, fuck you, Sub Pop. We're signing with Estrus. And they did, along with other labels. And I got a great record here. The Mummies played their own records. We're going to listen to a track here called A Girl Like You. Radio Valencia. I'm
because your daddy paid your bills.
You guys feeling okay? You keeping up? Radio Valencia. Music there from Jackal Fire. Great band. Great song there that came off of the Soul Music 101 Chapter 3 release out on Sympathy for the Record Industry. We heard the track there, Comanche. It's a Link Wray cover. You knew that, though, didn't you? Yeah, you did. Just before that, some music there from Jesus Christ Superfly. Took that off of Rise Records with a Frank Kozik cover. Big Shit, the name of the track we heard right there. Before that, some Phantom Surfers also off of Sympathy for the Record Industry, though they did record with Estrus many times. Phantom Surfers there with a Coop cover. We heard Unknown Museum Stop. Coop is an artist that illustrates, you know, illustrator, not a musician that they covered. Unknown Museum Stop there by the Phantom Surfers. Heard the Del Lagunas in there. Time Tunnel, A-side there to a single. There's out on Estrus Records. Started off the set there with the Mummies. Off of their Plays Their Own Records LP out on Estrus, we heard A Girl Like You. Hot damn. John Hell, that's my name. Going to be doing an Ozzy tribute coming up at top of the hour for the second hour of my program. So you're going to get a lot of Sabbath, Ozzy, and covers. So be ready for that. I got a lot of it. I only have an hour. So we're going to make this, we're going to wrap it. We're going to make it so fast. So we can get every song in. I might play 5 songs at the same time. You never know. It's my station. I'll do whatever the hell I want. Thanks for sticking around. If you are enjoying this, as you should, I am going to strongly encourage you to stick around at 10 o'clock tonight for Beyond All Limits. Little Hiss Muppet and DJ Doug, they're back from their hiatus, and they're excited to be back in the studio for you. I wouldn't doubt if they're going to do some Ozzy tonight. Why wouldn't they? I would. Oh, wait, I am. I forgot. Coming up at 9 o'clock tonight, Ozzy, Sabbath, and all that stuff, because I haven't had time to do my tribute. Hey, Makeout Room's got a great show going on tonight also, and it seems like they might be on break. I don't. Are they on break? They might. Are they? I don't even know if they are. It's very possible that they are, but they've been doing this really great Monday night showcase. If you're not aware about what's going on, Jonathan Richmond was here last week. It was really fun. It was so cool, man. I'm like, holy shit, that's Jonathan Richmond right there, man. Like, come on. So I played a bootleg Jonathan Richmond tune. Anyways, Jesse, Dinatelli, and the Dreamers. They've been putting on really great stuff tonight. It's Bright Lights Monday nights. Jesse, Dinatelli, and the Dreamers. Mark Belli, Paul Olguin, Tom Heyman, and Tony Sales, along with special guest Peter Case. And that's happening till 9:30 tonight. Okay, we ready? All right, I'm going to shut up, get back to it. The DTs have they're out on Estrus, and they have, I think this is a pretty new, fairly new release of theirs. It's called Dirty Jack, Radio Valencia. Yeah.
I'm a love-starved woman, do anything I can, satisfy you, baby, and keep you for my man. I do what you want, say what you want, be what you want, do anything you want me to.
Destroy All Monsters right here on Radio Valencia. Love them. Great band out of Detroit. Niagara, Ron Ashton, Mike Davis, Rob King. This is the band that Ron Ashton, you know, was a part of after he left the Stooges. Niagara Bush, she's just legendary. You know, they put out a lot of 7-inches, and they were always really low quality. But they eventually did get together and put down a pretty amazing record. This one, obviously, is a reissue. You know, this is not when they recorded it, because they were really a band in, like, the 70s. 1991, Cherry Red Records put this out, and the track there was November 22nd, 1963. Where were you? I wasn't born, but, you know, maybe you were. Before that, some music there from the DTs out on Estrus Records. Dirty Jack, the name of the track that we heard right there. How fabulous is that? John Hell, that's my name. Hell's Kitchen Radio Monday nights are going to be doing an Aussie tribute at top of the hour, so stick around for that because I got it all lined up, ready to roll. And I think we're going to have a good time doing it, too. Hey, Asian Americans Advancing Justice, AAJC, is the voice for the Asian American community and fights for civil rights through education, litigation, and public policy advocation. And I should say advocacy, I'm sorry. AAJC works to build and promote a fair and equitable society for all. For more information, visit advancingjustice-aajc.org. Once again, advancingjustice-or-a-hyphen-if-you-will, AAJC. John Hell here going till 10 o'clock tonight. Ozzy and Sabbath coming up at top of the hour. Let's keep going, though. I'm in the mood for some Dead Moon. I think we should do this. Dead Moon, Diamonds in the Rough, right here, right now. Radio Valencia.
Feel the sun.
music there from Mudhoney. Took that off of a 2019 EP. Title track there, Morning in America. Hot damn, right? America would rather be somewhere else. That's like my favorite line on that track. Oh, man, crazy stuff there. What? And that was 2000, was that 2019? Jesus, that's crazy. Time flying. Hot on Sub Pop. Before that, some music from Portland's Dead Moon. I took that off of a reissue on Mississippi Records. Nervous Sooner Changes, the name of the LP. Diamonds in the Rough, the name of the track. John Hell, that's my name. Going until 10 o'clock tonight. Getting ready in just a few minutes for my Aussie tribute for the second hour. And you know what? I also realized the great satirist Tom Lehrer died just a few days ago. And he's in his 90s, right? Like 91 years old, I think. And, you know, when I was a kid, you know, I wasn't full-on crazy for Dr. Demento. But, you know, on occasion you tune in. And Tom Lehrer was always on. It was a regular thing. There was always a Tom Lehrer track being played. So when I heard he died, I was like, oh, man, it's like a part of my childhood right out the window, yo. Damn. Anyway, I'm going to play you some in just a moment and a couple tracks to lead us into the top of the hour. And the second hour is going to be Aussie-related, Sabbath-related. And it's going to be great. Remember, though, tomorrow night, Tuesday night, 8 o'clock here on Radio Valencia, 8 o'clock Pacific, is my live bootleg bonanza. And I'm playing an entire show from 1975, Black Sabbath. It's my favorite show that they've ever done. It's amazing. I mean, it's really this raw talent live is incredible. It's scary. It's good and it's scary. So tune in Tuesday night, 8 o'clock Pacific, and you get a chance to hear it, okay, right now. All right, let's play some Tom Lehrer for you, one of my favorite tunes. I could play a whole bunch, but I'm not doing a Tom Lehrer tribute tonight. Poisoning Pigeons in the Park. I did that without any plosives. What do you know? Radio Valencia.
Spring is here, a suffering is here. Life is Skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do, don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go and hide, but they still go and hide, but they still go and hide, but they still. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if Sunday you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
Oh, baby, you
Talking Heads right here on Radio Valencia. And I took that off of, I'm really excited about this. This was just released. It's more songs about building and food. The Super Deluxe Edition just came out, and that was a country angel version of Thank You for Sending Me an Angel. You notice that the drums are pretty smart. All right, are we ready?